Earlier this year, Comcast, the largest cable operator in the U.S., merged with NBC Universal, one of the nation's largest content providers. After a lengthy review, the FCC approved the deal by a 4-to-1 margin. Last week, one of the FCC commissioners who voted yes on the merger, Meredith Baker, a Republican, announced that she's quitting to work in the private sector. For Comcast. It's the kind of story that, at least on the surface, looks really, really bad. Timothy Carney is a senior political columnist for the Washington Examiner who spent a lot of time covering the so-called revolving door between government and industry. He believes the media often exhibit a double standard when it comes to these cases.
This case, the Meredith Baker case, is getting more attention than many other revolving door cases. And I think it's because she is a believer in the free market. I think the media often gloss over it when there is a revolving door case involving a big government politician or a big government bureaucrat who then cashes out to the companies that he or she were regulating.
There have been some congressmen who passed Obama's health care bill who later became health care lobbyists, and you feel like the media have not made nearly as big a deal over people like that.
Former Congressman Bart Stupak was the single most important rank-and-file congressman in passing the health care bill. Bart Stupak was known as a pro-life Democrat, yet he put a stamp of approval on the bill, thus being crucial to its passage. And then he knew he couldn't win re-election, presumably, and when his term in Congress was up, became a lobbyist at a firm that represents healthcare companies. When he was hired, the letter that the firm sent out said, "Please see the news below that former Congressman Bart Stupak, who played a lead role in passage of the landmark healthcare legislation, has joined Venable LLP." I see here another conflict of interest where there's an incentive to increase government control over industries so that there's then more demand for lobbyists and consultants that come from inside the government.
Isn't that a more complicated explanation than simply they believe that more government involvement is socially better? It's an idea that you don't agree with, but that, you know, that's their motivation?
Would you accept the explanation that Meredith Baker, in ruling on Comcast, was doing what she thought was best for the country and following what she thought was the FCC's proper role by staying out of the situation?
I actually would. It's entirely consistent with the policies that she's always supported. So, yeah.
That is a good distinction, and that's one that I always try to look at is there evidence that these people are acting according to principle of what they think is best? Or does it look like they made certain exceptions to what they think is best? I think that a tendency of the media is to give more leeway to those who believe in big government and less leeway to those who believe in the free market, because I think there's a misperception in much of the media. Big business is just as likely to benefit from government growing as it is to benefit from government shrinking.
Given the problems that are posed by this revolving door, the Obama administration asked FCC commissioners to sign an ethics pledge that would prohibit them from lobbying anyone at the FCC for 2 years, but they can immediately begin to lobby members of Congress. So how good is this pledge?
And if you look at they call them the cooling off periods, 2 years, retired congressman can lobby the Senate the first day after he leaves the House, and he can lobby the president that same day. He just can't lobby the House until 2 years later. So the Obama ethics pledge matches the existing law on that sort of thing. And it also doesn't keep these people from just becoming consultants. There's no guarantee that Meredith Baker is going to be lobbying anyone ever. She might just be helping Comcast steer through future FCC issues, just like Amy Friend, chief counsel of the Senate Banking Committee, who helped write the Dodd-Frank bill. She will be helping financial institutions work on the implementation of the bill. That might mean lobbying the regulators, or it might just mean telling them how to lobby.
So what do you think the media's role ought to be?
I tried to mention every time a government employee is leaving to the private sector in a way where he will be, as I put it, monetizing his public service, showing the occasion of sin, as we Catholics might put it, showing the appearance of impropriety, the possibility of bad motives, I think will impose a bit of a social costs on cashing out. Maybe we can shame some people to look for post-government employment that is not turning their public service to the benefit of a special interest.
Timothy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Timothy Carney is a senior political columnist for the Washington Examiner.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.